Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to the final track in this masterclass for building your limitless mind. Now we're in part 3, chapter 10, building your process. You might want to think of this as a training program for your mind. Just like you might have a nutrition and exercise plan for getting your body in shape, that's what part 3 to the system for your limitless mind is all about. In part 1, you'll well remember, we covered the importance of choosing your thinking. There, we walked through 5 types of limited thinking that you want to put an end to, and 5 types of limitless thinking that more and more you want to be driving in the mind. In the last series of tracks, in part 2, we went through the performance tools. As we talked about, these are like the exercise equipment at the gym. They're the tools that you use to get in mental shape. We just covered the evolutionary tools for evolving your thinking beyond the meat and two veg. Maybe the ultimate definition of building your limitless mind. Before that, we hit the daily exercises. Before that, the continuous tools. The things that you want to be reinforcing, ATFT, all the fucking time. Now here in part 3, we finish up with a simple step. But it may be the most important step. It's one thing to have all these amazing tools. It's another thing to know exactly the type of thinking that you want to be choosing. And it's another thing altogether to have a rigorous training program for practicing this every day. It is exactly how you expect to get in shape at the gym. And more importantly, and more specifically, it is exactly how you would expect a top athlete to practice their game. Every day, you would expect them to be regimented in the way they practice, in the way they train, in the way they prepare themselves mentally for playing their best game. And this is what the training program is designed to do for you. And it is your process, it's your bespoke process. Because as you'll see as we get into it a little bit, this is a short track that there's no prescriptive way to do this. This is about what works best for you. Let's dive into the book a bit. At the start of the chapter is an apt quote from Jenny Craig. It's not what you do once in a while. It's what you do day in and day out that makes the difference. And the queen of weight loss really got it, didn't she? We all know this about weight loss. If you eat well 3 days a week, and then you eat like garbage the next 4 days, you wouldn't expect to be in great shape. If you went to the gym 5 days in a row, and then for the next 25 days in the month you didn't bother, you would never expect to be in great shape. And the mind is exactly the same, except you might argue it's even harder. And that's because the thoughts are redundant and mostly negative. And so if you're doing nothing in the mind, it's just spinning crap. It's usually just ruminating on stuff that makes your mind worse. So unless you're driving it with limitless thinking, for the most part, that mind is going to be cycling limited thinking. And what really matters here isn't that you're doing it ATFT. That'd be awesome if you can pick this up and be using the continuous tools. But what matters most is that you develop a consistent way to practice this. I know this all so well because for many years I did it badly. It took me a lot of years to get this. For many years I read self-help books thinking that somehow that knowledge would transform you. It just gives you knowledge. But that knowledge is like in school, you learn a bunch of stuff and then you get to work and you realize, oh, this actually isn't helpful to being successful in your job. Knowledge is useless. What you do with it is what makes it powerful. And I didn't get that for many years, even when I was making summaries of my summaries. It's a matter of what are you practicing every day. Even when my mind was hell writing my first book, I just hoped to find someone who could fix it for me. But ultimately, like losing weight, most personal change doesn't happen that way. It happens when you take these tools and you put them to work every single day. And people might say, well, where do I find the time? That's a great question. What really matters to you? What do you prioritize? See, all the time people tell me they don't have time to read books or for any of this stuff. Yet I know if I went through their day, I would find the time. If you're even watching the news or reading the news, how many times are you on those websites? If you're on social media, you might as well just take years off your life. You might as well just write a note to yourself that says, I want to die a couple of years earlier, because that's what you're doing with your life. You're wasting it. As I say, you don't read the back of a cereal box when you're throwing it in the trash. Newspapers are disposable information designed to capture your attention with negative shit. Facebook, online, whatever, everyone has their own habits.